Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you read together with me the title of our message from the screen, Saint Zacchaeus? From our gospel reading today, let me read just a portion again. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through, and there was a man by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector, and he was very rich. Zacchaeus was trying to see Jesus, but was unable because of the crowd, because he was small in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree in order to see him. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up to him and said, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." Please follow your sermon outline. It's provided for you in the handout today as a sermon outline as we consider the theme, Saint Zacchaeus. Today is All Saints Sunday, obviously, the Sunday in the church year when we especially remember those saints of God who have already gone home to the arms of Jesus. But over these last years, I've been asked more than a few times, "Pastor, what really is a saint?" And the clearest and most precise biblical answer is this: a saint is a forgiven sinner. A forgiven sinner who put their trust in Jesus as their Savior. Indeed, there are saints on earth as well as saints already in heaven. Paul, the greatest apostle of our Lord, began many of his letters in the New Testament with these words. In Romans 1, he writes, "Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, to all who are beloved of God in Rome, called as saints." And from Ephesians chapter 1, Paul writes this: "Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, to the saints who are at Ephesus." You here today, look around just a moment, won't you? Look around at the people sitting next to you. You are looking at a saint. You whose sins have been forgiven by Christ Jesus, and you who have put your trust in him. And today's sermon is about another saint. His name, would you say it with me again, is Saint Zacchaeus. Come with me to a small town called Jericho. In this town, we will meet a man everybody loved to hate. His name was Zacchaeus. They hated him because, first of all, he was a tax collector. And how many of us just jump up for joy every year in anticipation? Oh, goody, goody, we get to pay our taxes. Paying our taxes is bad at the worst, best of times, but it was especially bad because Zacchaeus worked for the enemy. He worked for the conquering Roman government that overcame Judea. He was a turncoat to his fellow Jews. And the text says he was a chief tax collector and rich. How did he get rich? By adding, obviously, a little bit onto every tax bill and pocketing the result for himself. Now, one day, word spreads like wildfire through little Jericho that the famous Christ Jesus will be passing through the town. Not many people came to backwoods Jericho. It was a know-nothing town. So when people heard that Jesus was coming, they lined the streets to get a look at this famous preacher. Even Zacchaeus was intrigued by this fact, and he goes out to see Jesus, but the crowd is so full, he can't see over Jesus, because you remember from our children's sermon, there was two things we learned about Zacchaeus. One, that he did a number of bad things, but what else? He was very short. Hey, I can relate. Zacchaeus is my hero. So Zacchaeus climbs up the sycamore tree. He climbs up a sycamore tree to get a good look at Jesus, to get a good view when he's high above everybody else. I'll tell you a secret, something that happened to me. I think it was Tuesday. I won't mention his name, but his initials are Bev Sampert. Came to my office and said, "Pastor, the eaves troughs of the church are quite full. Could you give me a hand?" So I got to climb up a tall ladder, to the roof of our church building, and with a device that Bev made, clean out all the gutters as I stood upon the roof, and boy, did I get a great view. Zacchaeus on the roof, seeing a great... Zacchaeus climbed up the sycamore tree so he could get a good view of the famous Jesus who was passing by. And slowly, the text says, the crowds made their way to the place where Zacchaeus is perched up a tree. And for some reason, are you with me? For some reason, known only to Christ, Christ Jesus looks up in that tree. And as he's looking up, we imagine the crowd begin to look up. Some are laughing, some are joking, some are ridiculing of the little, short, cheating tax collector who's up in a tree. At that point, we can imagine Zacchaeus wishing the tree would just swallow him up so he would be invisible. But then Jesus speaks some words to Zacchaeus that were going to change his life forever. Jesus said, Zacchaeus, come on down, for I must stay at your house today. Jesus, the great teacher, Jesus, the great rabbi, had just invited himself to Zacchaeus' house for the evening meal. Can you imagine the reaction from the people of Jericho? They weren't very impressed with Jesus now. You know how people in small towns are, how they talk about other people's business. They thought Zacchaeus was such an evil sinner, he wasn't worth the effort of God. A great teacher, if you really were a great teacher, Jesus, you wouldn't be wasting your time at the house of Zacchaeus. Of all the people in Jericho, Jesus didn't choose the mayor. He didn't choose the president of the synagogue. He chose the house of Zacchaeus. And in spite of all the protests of the people, Jesus went to Zacchaeus' house. And Zacchaeus soon discovers that Jesus is not an ordinary house guest. As the night wore on, Jesus began to preach the kingdom of God and about God's love for every human being, for every sinner. He preached God's kingdom as a place where all people are welcome. People like lepers, prostitutes, poor people, outcasts, and even tax collectors. Well, even self-righteous Pharisees were welcomed by Jesus and could have their lives transformed by God's love. Do you see? It wouldn't make any difference who you are, what background you have. Your life needed no longer to be imprisoned by old labels or old identities. Christ would make you new. Now, when Jesus was sitting at the table with Zacchaeus, there were two powerful forces at work on Zacchaeus' heart. We would call them, as Lutherans, the law and the gospel. The law. Zacchaeus knew that his life didn't measure up to the kingdom of God. He knew that he was a cheat. He was working against God's kingdom. He knew that he was a sinner, and he felt that guilt and shame. The law had done its work. But also, Zacchaeus was so overwhelmed that Jesus cared so much about him and so little about the opinion of the crowd that he would come and love him with the very love of God. We would call that the gospel. And then a miracle happened. Somehow, with these two forces acting together on Zacchaeus' heart, the law of God's judgment, the gospel of God's mercy, Zacchaeus' heart was broken, and it was transformed. Because of the presence of Jesus in his house, Zacchaeus became a brand new man. And that evening, if you listen to the text, Zacchaeus stood up at the dinner table with all his friends and listen to his words in verse 8. Zacchaeus said, "Half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have cheated anyone from anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Did you catch it? Listen to it again. "Half my possessions I'll give to the poor. I'll pay back four times the amount I have cheated people on their taxes." Now this was a radical change. The people of Jericho must have been blown away by this. Zacchaeus, the tax collector, giving something away? Why, he was a professional taker, not a giver. This wasn't a minor change in Zacchaeus. He was made an entirely new person. The Bible would say he was born again. He was saved. And Jesus responds to this in verse 9. Listen to what Jesus says. Today, salvation has come to this house. For I, the Son of Man, have come to seek and to save those who are lost. And tax collector became, would you read it with me again? Tax collector Zacchaeus became Saint Zacchaeus, forgiven sinner and witness to the power of Jesus to change lives. Because Jesus came to him where he was, up in that sycamore tree, and spoke to him those life-changing words, Zacchaeus, come down. Hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today. Who would have thought that Zacchaeus, the cheating tax collector, could become Saint Zacchaeus, the fighting and the forgiven sinner, a powerful witness to the mercy and love of God. You see, my friends, and here's where now we stop preaching and start meddling. For so long, Zacchaeus had been imprisoned by the identity others had given him, the identity he had earned for himself, a short, cheating, worthless tax collector. Now, if you haven't listened so far, now is the time to listen. There are lots of ways today to imprison other people by the identities we give them. Oh, Bob. Yeah, I know Bob. He didn't treat me right like I deserve to be treated. I just won't forgive it. He's unloving. He's rude. That's what he is. Oh, Sally. You know Sally. She really hurt her husband and her children. She's a real failure. That's what she is. Oh, those children of the Smith family. The only time you see them in church is at Christmas. They are sure a bunch of disappointments. That's what they are. Or maybe we imprison ourselves by our identities others have given us. We may take what others have said about us and assume we never can be any different. My dad told me when I was younger, I never amount to anything. My grade 5 teacher told me that I was slow and would never measure up to others. My former spouse told me no one could ever love a mess like me. I have, you might say yourself, so many ups and downs in my relationship with God. I must be a pretty worthless Christian. And Jesus came to Zacchaeus' house and said to him, hurry on down, Zacchaeus, from that sycamore tree, because I must come and stay at your house today. And Zacchaeus was changed. And Zacchaeus was set free. And Zacchaeus was no longer imprisoned by his old identity. He was now Saint Zacchaeus. And he began living up to the new title. The former professional cheater and taker became a generous witness and a giver in the kingdom of God. Half of my possessions I give to the poor. 4 times I pay back to those who have cheated. I am living up to what Jesus said when he said to me, today salvation has come to your house. What did Jesus say to Zacchaeus? My friends, he's saying the same thing to you today. Hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today. Today in our worship, this same Jesus is here. He has come to us. He has come to us in mercy as he came to Zacchaeus. He promises that where 2 or 3 of us are gathered, he comes. He promises that when his word is proclaimed, he comes. He promises that when the bread and wine are given in his holy meal, he comes. He has died on the cross to pay for your sins. He has risen from the grave to give you eternal life. He sees you. Yes, he sees you. He sees you, Claire. Fern, he sees you. Brittany, he sees you. Herb, he sees you. Perched up there on the branches of that sycamore tree, he knows who you are. He knows what you've done. He cares nothing about your old identity, your past sins, your failures. He loves you, and he comes to where you are. His forgiveness, Thomas, sets you free. He is calling to you, and he gives you a new title. He calls you Saint. Saint Zacchaeus. Saint Michal, Saint Ben, Saint Joan, Saint Everett, Saint Kitty, Saint Tyler. Hurry and come down, for Jesus must stay at your house today. My dearly beloved, Blessed All Saints Day to you, forgiven sinners, in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, Amen.